I made a new friend a few days ago. His name is Levi. I'm pretty sure he won't remember our introduction. He's just a week old, which earns him some leeway in the memory department. Not being a parent myself, I don't have much firsthand experience with infants or children of any age. Once, while visiting a friend and her two young daughters, the tots decided we should go outside and play in the snow. Gearing up was required, so the eldest offered a tutorial. She showed me how to unzip their snowsuits and place them on the floor, sleeping bag style. Next, the girls lay down on top of them. Despite their patience, inserting two youngsters into winter wear turned out to be about as easy as lassoing octopi. Finally, my pint-sized mentor decided to check my credentials. Looking up at me from the floor, she asked skeptically, "You don't do this much, do you?" Busted by a 3-year-old. So I'm taking my time with Levi. His parents, Vanessa and Gabriel, ask me if I want to hold their firstborn. "Sure," I reply. "In a month or two." Levi looks unbelievably small to me. At 6 pounds and change, he is about the same size I was at birth. It's hard to fathom that most of us begin life within a pound or two of each other, only to end up somewhere along a continuum of a few hundred pounds. What a difference the decades make. While we visit, Levi coos softly. I wonder if Vanessa has started singing to him yet. Babies, I imagine, require a whole new repertoire. Music plays in the background. The soundtrack from Star Wars. I have a hunch that if Gabriel has his way, Levi's first bedtime stories will be fatherly renditions of The Martian Chronicles and I, Robot. Vanessa is more likely to reach for board book versions of Pride and Prejudice and Romeo and Juliet. Levi snoozes on and off through much of our grown-up chatter, but after about an hour, he announces it's time to eat. I decide it's time to take my leave. As I reach for my car keys, I think about what I have witnessed. Nothing short of a miracle. These parents deserve to be pleased and proud. Life is good. Very good. I wonder how Levi will change life as Vanessa and Gabriel know it. Babies, I'm told, change everything. Another family comes to mind. The Clintons, I hear, are expecting their first grandchild. Maybe Hillary will write a sequel to It Takes a Village, Lessons Learned from the World's Children. I wonder what I will learn from Levi. I'll be retired by the time he starts college, so I won't be the one reading his first-year English essays. This baby is on life's entrance ramp, whereas, not to be morbid, I'm closer to the exit. But, God willing, we still have a sizable portion of the journey to make together. I reach into my mental playlist and cue up Louis Armstrong. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. L'chaim, baby Levi, Latino infant with a Hebrew name. You've come to the right place. Thank you for joining us. Your life is pretty simple now. You want to be fed. You want to be held. You want to be warm. You want to be dry. Those are pretty good goals. I'm lucky. I have them covered most days. But as I look at you, I think of others near and far who need help with those things. Thanks for the reminder, little Levi. I'll do what I can. Hillary and Louis are right. I'm already learning from you.